like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Lula Hake.
And I'm Keith Hake.
And this is It's Movie Time. The only thing I can't get back is the 3 hours I spent watching The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, what I think about the movie is that it's actually what I would call a male chick flick. It bills itself as an action film, but it's really a romantic film. It's more about the relationship of Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy than it is about the action characters and Peter Parker with the villains.
Well, it is stuff full of villains. Many of the villains and some of the ones that are upcoming in the next film. And they show little outfits here and there of the upcoming villains. So there's a lot of canon in the film. The comic book nerds will really, really like.
One of the things that I really liked was relationship. If you noticed, there was Felicia Hardy in there.
No, where's the, where do you get Felicia Hardy? What is this? Who is this?
Felicia Hardy, she plays the character called the Black Cat in the comic books.
Yeah.
And there's some sexual tension between her and Peter Parker. So I think they are showing us a little bit of a teaser that in the future films, that in addition to his love of maybe Mary J. Watson, that he'll also have this love here of the Black Cat, too.
There's quite a few different loves in the comic books there. Now, Gwen Stacy, if anyone's familiar with the comic book issue 125, you'll notice that she's wearing the same outfit in the preview, so any comic book geeks will pretty much know what's going to happen.
Oh, gosh, you guys are great. Way, way too much romance. But, Lou, you say this is de rigueur for comic book adaptation?
Marvel comic books, they are known for being involved in relationships. So you're seeing the relationships between Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy. It also emphasizes the relationships between him and his parents, him and her and her parents, Terry Osborne and his dad. The comic books do not talk about the parents too much at all, but here it's a central theme.
It was maybe overstuffed, Keith, would you say?
I would say overstuffed. I enjoyed it. There's, like I said, there's a lot of canon that goes on with it, and what was interesting is in the comic book, it's Norman Osborn that gets to be the Green Goblin, and Harry Osborn is a lot better played by Dane DeHaan, much better than the James Franco, I think, because he's not only got the father issues, but he's also got an illness
now,
and he gets to play off the illness, so he develops a lot better character, I think.
What about the visuals? I mean, this is blockbusters.
They are getting so much better with the CGI. The first with Tony Maguire, with Spider-Man jumping through the air, it was very, I won't even say cartoonish, it just looked very fake, but they've got it down right now where it looks like it's part of the film. It looks like it could be a human doing those things.
Yeah, I have to admit, when he's dangling from rope and going down into New York, into the various parts of the city, which they seem to be showing now, they've really gone outside where it belongs, in the city.
Yeah, in the skyline with him jumping through the buildings and everything. This Spider-Man version seems to have taken on his being the superhero, almost too cocky.
And I liked how they faded in to the spider thing in the very beginning. Yes. I also liked Mark Webb, how he used a clock as kind of a theme of as the bell tolls or as the mechanics of time and how it affects it. I also noticed when they were down in the subway, they showed a close-up of a spider. Keith thought it was just because he's Spider-Man, but I kind of thought it was maybe a theme of here he is going through the spider web of the subway.
I delighted in seeing, for just a brief role, Paul Giamatti.
The Rhino. Didn't recognize him at first.
I didn't at all. I did not at all. A gargantuan monster. coming out of this little tummy. It's his face, and it's playing like a mad Russian.
Yeah. Well, and Paul plays
Charging
it so
ball,
well.
Yeah.
He
does play it well.
What about Garfield and Stone? What do you think of them as Spider-Man and Gwen?
I think that they have a lot of chemistry.
I have to admit that, again, if you're going to have a love story, they have about the best chemistry you could have. Well, interestingly enough, Keith.
Off-screen as well as on-screen.
As well.
Every time I see a Garfield playing Spider-Man, he plays it so much like it would be Anthony Perkins.
Lula Hake, what do you offer for a grade?
I give it a B. I think the romance was great. I think the storyline was great, but they did have too much clutter in it.
Keith?
I thought it was worth the 3 hours of my life. I'm going to give it a B plus.
Oh, all right. Well, why should I follow you two? Because I'm going to offer it a C.
Of course.
And I'm going to tell you, I think, though, that I may not review another blockbuster this summer. I just don't have that much time left.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read the reviews online at wcbe.org.